Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe's across from me, Mayor of Shamokin Dam, his honor, in charge of global tsunami response, and he has been very appropriately honored by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters. He is in the PAB Hall of Fame. He's a broadcaster that has been noted because of his well over a half a century of work in radio, and he's here to tell us that I'm wrong.
Oh, I'm just flattered. I thought you were going to tell me you had started impeachment proceedings against me.
You. I have always kind of looked up to you. I don't know if I would impeach you.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
What is it? Lead, follow, or impeach? Was that Lee Iacocca's?
No, lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Right, that was his phrase.
I always liked that.
Right. Well, he had a lot of good sayings. Yeah, lead, follow, or get out of the way. There are no problems, only solutions.
Iacocca-isms.
Right. Yeah, I read one of his books. Boy, this would be 15 years ago. But that's the only thing I remember, that he worked on the Mustang, and he was proud of that, and he had a lot of...
Created the K-car.
Right, which was
pretty generic, but
well, yeah,
I actually had one of those. It was my company car for a while.
I remember that, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. The K-car, well, a lot of people had them, but they didn't, you go to a car show today, you don't see any K-cars on display.
No, I'm sure you don't.
They're not classic hold-together-forever cars.
The other one I loved was the Cordoba.
Mm.
If you remember the commercial with Ricardo Montalban saying it has soft Corinthian leather.
Oh,
I always liked the way he said Corinthian leather.
Jeez.
I don't know what it was, but I wanted it.
You're getting me all excited here. Jeez. Well, okay. So I'll be thinking about the Corinthian
leather. All right. Well, forget the old cars.
All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, the other thing, the other Iacocca-ism. He said, touch things once. When something comes across your desk, of course, this was pre-email, but if it's something you have to look at, something you have to sign, a meeting you have to hold, touch things once. Do things one time. Like if you're having a meeting with people, have your next meeting with them, he would say. Whatever the big thing you're going to have to talk about next week, meet then. If you have big papers you got to sign, don't look at them and set them aside. Touch things once.
So what is he saying? Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today?
Right. If you picked up something and looked
said.
At it and you started to address it, yeah, do it once. And I use that at my house, like when I'm doing a project or working on something. Finish one thing. Finish something and then move on to something else rather than have three
or four
things.
I agree, but when you're married, that's hard to do because inevitably you start one project and your wife thinks of six others she wants to tell you about while you're in the middle of the one.
Well, I made the mistake of getting the paintbrush out about 3 weeks ago. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it's never ending.
Big mistake.
It's like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Is that a paintbrush? Do we own a paintbrush? No, I don't think we do.
No, she knows she sees my receipts from Kohl's Hardware. She knows I got them. All right, well, welcome on board, everybody. It's WKOK's live telephone talk show. We are starting impeachment inquiries into Joe McGranahan to see if he is fit to be mayor of Shamokin Dam. We know that he has influenced some pedals to get that gate permanently opened.
I started to investigation against you and from the Ukraine.
Right. And
we think you're doing some pretty dirty stuff over there.
He's going to make sure that the mayor's gate is open permanently to him and only him. So we're gonna do that.
No, but it's open to all in emergencies.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, it is.
As long as you have the right. As long as you know about it and you need to get through there. All right. We are talking about impeachment. We would just love to hear from you. Strangely enough,
we haven't even started talking about it yet. We've mentioned it, but we haven't started talking about it.
Right. And no one has sent us a text or an email about that, which is a little bit bit surprising. Usually when you get sort of a major topic, some folks have some pre-thoughts, but we don't have any of those lined up yet. So that's incumbent upon you to give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Please call us now. We'd love to hear from you. Is this a charade, to use the word that was used by Fred Keller in a statement overnight, or is this an appropriate time to examine the presidency and for him to come clean?
You know what it looks like? It's almost like a fundraising effort, because of the email I got from Fred asked me to send $10, $20, $30,
or $50
to support the president.
Right, and Democrats got precisely the same thing.
Say, send us money.
Right.
So is that what all this is, just a big fundraising opportunity for both parties?
Well, and I think there's a lot of subtleties on both sides of this issue, so we're going to examine those. But we'd like your opinion. Is this just a fundraising opportunity? Is this a major opportunity to do away with a president who has been menacing the U.S. for 3 years now?
Is it an opportunity to,
the country's been dying by a thousand cuts, so can we now...
Is it an opportunity for the Democrats to commit Harry Caray?
It's funny, as I watched the political talkers last night, even on Fox, they were talking about how it is unpredictable how an impeachment will impact elections. You know, you think, okay, well, this will hurt the president. He's cooked. Well, they have example after example where being falsely accused, which would be the perception by some conservatives, doesn't hurt you in an election. So,
well, what's interesting, I know you have something to do, but what's interesting about this is that there's been all this reporting that the president wants to be impeached because he thinks it will be a big help to him in the election.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching CNN this morning, New Day, and they had a reporter on who says that quite the contrary. She's finding that the president's somewhat concerned about this and doesn't really want it to happen, and that, in fact, yesterday he called Nancy Pelosi to try and defuse the situation before she had her meeting with her caucus, where it came out that she's going to start the impeachment proceedings. So the question becomes, is he really trembling in his boots, or is he some Svengali who has this all planned out, right, waiting to spring a trap on the Democrats?
I say tremble, and here's why. I think there's, as more of these tiny pieces of evidence, you know, we think we have all the big pieces of evidence now related to this, but I think when we see the transcription and then we find out that the whistleblower knows something that's not in the transcription, the only reason the president's releasing the transcription is because it isn't damning, so therefore the whistleblower has something else. So we're going to see that. Plus the Washington Post reporting today that this abusing Ukraine monetarily in terms of our financial aid was part of a pattern within the administration to do a number of subtle things because of this Hunter Biden thing.
Oh, really? Well, I hadn't heard that. Right. But I had heard that the, what was the other thing the president was supposed to have done? Oh, he is supposed to have been releasing that entire text. And supposedly the whistleblower is partisan. I saw some reporting on that. Now, not surprisingly, that was on Fox.
Okay.
I did not hear anything negative about the whistleblower.
Meaning it's a Democrat.
Well, yeah.
Who got the goods on the president.
I mean, both CNN and MSNBC this morning were literally frothing at the mouth over this. I mean, they were ecstatic. This is the beginning of the end, and they, on CNN, they played the late-night comedians, all of whom had something to say about it, and needless to say, all of them were saying, you know, this is the big day, impeachment is here, the end is near.
Yeah, I was going to play a little bit of the late-night comedians, but they all use some salty language that we can't use at this time of day, so we won't hear any of those.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us now. Our toll-free line is open. What's your opinion about this charade or appropriate scrutiny? Call us now and let us know which it is. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Just start up an email. If you wish to send a note anonymously, of course, we can see in the email who the name is on the email, but we don't read it on the air if your name doesn't appear in the body of the email. In other words, if you don't sign it, you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message like the one we sent out yesterday that Nancy Pelosi was beginning the impeachment inquiry. Or you can start up a new message at 70236. If you haven't signed out for Text Connect, this is the kind of things Text Connect is used for, breaking national news in this particular case about Nancy Pelosi, but breaking local news. We had a Text Connect send out over the weekend. Closed roads, weather warnings, imminent bad weather, and quite inappropriately spoken, dead celebrities is what Dead Text Connect is for. So you are welcome to use that. And our show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, the Mertz family on 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and I have done that. And I'll tell you what you can do with the Quick Lane. You just walk up to them. Well, you drive up to them, and then you walk up to the counter, and you say, look, my vehicle's here. It's pulling to the left. It's extremely filthy. The tires are almost flat. It's out of tune, and I got a big trip planned, and they'll take good care of you very fast. In a big, fat hurry, you could say.
No,
a big
couldn't.
Fat hurry. That's
no,
right. That's
no,
inappropriate,
say that.
Says Joe. Guess what? They everything you need. They can do the inspection. They can pump you up with nitrogen. They can do the tune-up. They can get a trip check to make sure it's ready to go on a trip. They have a car wash. They got a parts department. They got an alignment shop. They even got some snacks in the room where you wait in comfortable digs. Or you can go out and look at your next vehicle on the lot while they're fixing you up at the Quick Lane. SunburyMotors.com. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We gave out. Lots of folks are dialing it. Than, you're the first caller of the morning. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Well, good morning. How are you, Mark? Hello, Joe.
Hello, Than.
I'm perfect.
And by the way, I don't see an awful lot of people enjoy and giddiness as we watch a tyrant try to tear our country apart. I think the Democrats would be very remiss if they didn't go after the information. We're not going to impeach him without information, and I think that's what we need. I think one of the things that worries me, and might worry people if they sat and thought about it for a while, and I was thinking about using Joe, if you don't mind, as a mayor of a small town, and for some reason, somebody has stolen money out of the coffers of Shamokin Dam, and they accuse you, Joe, and you are innocent. The first thing you do, and this is what I see Mr. Trump doing, first thing you do is say, I'm sorry, you can't see any of the records. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to make it illegal for you to investigate this. Now, does that make you sound innocent or guilty?
But the president hasn't done that. He's releasing the transcript of his conversation with the Ukrainian president today.
Wait a minute. Is he going to release it, or did he say he's going to release it? You guys do fall for, he's going to do this today, and then tomorrow you forget he didn't do it.
Well, if he doesn't do it, I would say he's created his own big problem because he announced he was going to.
Yeah, I think that he is creating his own big problem at the expense of the United States. And this is the country that I love, that I was brought up in, that I found had some values that I thought were really nice. The man trying to get rid of those values is the one that I would like to see change. And if he is guilty, that will make one ending.
But what if he isn't?
If he's not guilty, that'll make another.
So if he releases the transcript and there's nothing in there really damning, and if the whistleblower turns out to be a partisan person, as has been alleged,
and
if that's the case,
and feathers go up.
Well, I'm asking you if that those two things happen, would you say, gee, the Democrats should back off impeachment? Would you say that?
Well, if it had been the only thing that I thought Trump had done illegally, I would say, yeah, that would be true, but it's not. Trump has put himself in a deep hole here, and I think when it catches up with him, he's going to find himself in great trouble. We don't know that yet.
But doesn't that make the Democrats morally bankrupt when Nancy Pelosi's more interested in the past and protecting the 17 new members she got in Trump districts than she is following
Fox
the law?
Puts it, yes, but reality isn't that, thank you. Of course she's trying to protect them, but that's not what's going on.
Oh, no.
Okay, number one. Trump has lied over 12,000 times, and you believe it. Every time he says something, you say, oh, yeah.
No, well, I think it was 11,867. I don't think it was 12,000.
Oh, okay. Well, I was counting, and I might have lost count when I fell asleep in the speech yesterday.
That's a rather specific number. Where did you come up with that?
What, 12,000?
Yeah, what? Did you personally count them?
That's just a magic number that people came up with.
What people?
Various organizations.
I think the Post added them up.
Do talk and, okay. and like to stir up things.
So you didn't personally count them?
And I have listened to at least 12 a day of lies. Yesterday he lied during the speech to the UN, for heaven's sakes. And don't talk, and I want to know how many lies you think that Obama told. I know. One, and it wasn't a lie, it was a change in circumstance about your your Obamacare, and it was because the Republicans changed it. So it wasn't a lie, it was a change in facts.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us what's going on in Thantopia this morning.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, I am, my sense of humor is fairly broad.
Thank you so much.
I don't find it all that funny that our country is being torn apart from what it was, and it was a miserable morass of tough people and tough times and tough talk, but it was kind of nice that way. It was freedom, and we are now looking at a man who I suspect would like to take away our freedom.
Has any been removed from you off the top of my head?
What's that?
Has any of your freedoms been taken away from you?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The fact that we are not allowing workers to come in from other countries.
That's a freedom taken away from you?
But, well, of course.
Oh, okay.
This is my country, and we welcome people in my country. In yours, where you get real choosy and worry about whether or not they're adults or whether they
we want more
contribute
folks
and
from
so
Norway.
Forth.
We want...
I'm talking about people who are upset, hungry, and scared.
We want more people from Norway, but thanks, Dan. Appreciate
thank you,
your
Dan.
Call.
Thank you so much
take
for calling.
Take care, buddy.
In. Really appreciate the call.
Hey,
we got three other. We got two lines holding and one ringing.
And we're way behind, so we'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Ooh, baby, good bumper music. Thank you so much, Rob Center. Very, very much appreciated. We got a couple callers standing by. Rolanda is calling in from New Berlin, PA. Good morning. You are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I found it very interesting that Fred Keller calls this a charade because he sent me an email with one question. It was, should Congress impeach President Trump? And I clicked yes, and I clicked submit, and it says form not available. So he will probably report that all his constituents voted no because he's not counting the yes votes.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
What kind of a form? If you said yes, it was just a yes or no question. What kind of a form?
Yes,
would
it was a yes, no, or maybe. And I clicked yes, and then there's a square that says submit. And I click that, and it goes nowhere.
Well, maybe it counted it, but it just didn't feed back correctly. Yeah, he sends out these surveys that Joe, who is an expert on statistics and surveys, would tell you are not, or a science, or how would you properly word it?
They're designed to elicit a particular response. And that's not that's not unique
to
Fred Keller.
Up so that the only responses that probably go through are the no vote.
But that's
and
not.
And I called his office and told them, and they didn't seem to care about it.
That's not unique to Fred. I mean, the same thing happens on the other side of the aisle too. They want to hear that's all about raising money, you know. And let's face it, the Democrats are using it to raise money to impeach the president, and the Republicans are using it to defend him. So it's business as usual in Washington.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Rolanda.
Yeah, let us know if they call you back from Congressman Keller's office and count your vote. We'd be interested in hearing that.
Oh, yeah. They're working on it right now.
Well, I doubt that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Rolanda.
Thank you so much. Mike, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Your previous caller there, I believe his name was Joe, maybe. He had a magic number. It came up with it said Trump lied.
No, I'm Joe. That was Than. Than was the caller, right?
Right, and this was because some publication counted all the lies that the president has told.
Alleged lies since
he got in office, and it was about 12,000 or so. I think it might have been the Washington Post, but it might have been somebody else.
That would not be surprising.
It's interesting that number that's published is always in nice, round, repeatable numbers. You know that people can spout out on talk radio. Now, first of all, as you can tell, I've been firmly in Donald Trump's corner since the beginning, you know, way before, you know, as soon as he announced, actually. And the one thing that I've noticed, that there's been about 20 times that we've been told by the mainstream media and Democrats that this is the end of Donald Trump, okay? So what is this, the 24th time that Donald Trump is going down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this time is going to be different. But even if it's not different, I think this is a big positive for the Democrat Party. And the reason I say that is this. We have seen the people running for president on the Democrat side saying some incredibly crazy things that aren't going over very well with the public. You know, and they're doing so to motivate their base. So this impeachment talk that's going to go on probably right up to Election Day is going to provide the cover for all these crazy Democrats to run around and say they want to take away cars and planes and all this stuff and change the world and raise taxes on the rich and give them a wealth tax and you know, give Medicare to illegal aliens and everything. It's going to give them the cover to motivate their base. And that's really what this is all about, winning in 2020. It's not about impeaching Donald Trump. If they get that, you know, okay, maybe they'll be happy. But, hey, who's going to be president if they remove Trump from office?
Well, yeah, if you watch the media, we got rid of Donald Trump a couple of times during the primaries 4 years ago, and then we didn't have to worry on election night because he wasn't going to win anyway, and here we are.
And they got rid of him after he won election. How many times did they get rid of him before he even took office, okay? You know what? Hey, he wasn't the one popping champagne corks at 3 in the afternoon on his campaign plane like his opponent was, okay? To me, that right there, you know, I didn't have a really bad opinion of Democrats, but when I heard that they were so arrogant, that they were popping champagne, and it's documented, I mean, it's been written about, that they were so arrogant that they knew they were going to win, at 3 o'clock in the morning, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I lost all faith in them. I mean, and then after the election, it comes out that Hillary didn't even campaign in the states that she lost, that she needed to win. She took them for granted. Just like the Democrats right now are taking us all for granted again, that we're going to buy their spin after spin, that Trump is an evil man, Trump is horrible, that Trump lies 13,000 times in 3 years. I don't really think they care about us. They care about winning in 2020, and I'm so afraid that Democrats are going to win the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they're going to come out of the gate running, and they're going to hit us with stuff, and it's going to be passed before we even know what happened. And none of it's going to be good for the long run.
All right.
Good point.
Thank you so
much,
Mike. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
And Ron, last caller before the top of the hour, most likely. Thank you so much for calling in from Middleburg. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm questioning whether we even need a House of Representatives if they're not getting anything done constructively, like rebuilding the infrastructure of the country, and they could do great things, and they're busy just picking apart the President of the United States. They won't even call him President, for God's sakes. I mean, it's like, first it was the Russia thing, now it's the impeachment thing. It's diversion, diversion. Keep the away from getting anything done. If I'd have voted for any of them people in Washington, especially the Democrats, I would really be disgusted that they aren't getting anything done constructively. How can somebody tell them to get their butts to work?
Well, they are. They're busily raising money on both sides of the aisle. The Democrats are using this to raise money. Let's get support us, help us take back the Senate, send us money. And the Republicans are saying, help us take back the House, send us money, because they're doing terrible things to our president.
Well, I think there's too many politics involved in the House when they should be running the country and proposing things to improve the country. And
well, you're right.
Well, I think the House has done a lot of positive things, but they get bogged down in the Senate. You know, let's suppose they came up with the greatest bill in history. They sent it to the Senate. What do you think happens to it?
It passes if it gets to this, the greatest bill ever.
No, I don't think so. I think it says Democrat at the top, and I think Mitch McConnell says, oh, sorry, dead in the water.
You mean Moscow Mitch, as they call him now. But seriously, you make a very good point. I mean, Congress should be focused on other things, and they could do a lot. I mean, but it's so partisan now down there. Nobody wants to work with anybody else.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. If you didn't finish your point, call back, because you got another 30, 40 seconds available to you.
Of your first call, and then an additional
minute.
Right. All right. Well, we thank everybody for participating. We have lots more open phones, lots more opportunity. We'd love to hear lots more comments during the 9 a.m. hour. You are listening to On the Mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, sponsored the Sunbury Motor Company. Please join us during the 9 a.m. hour. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across me. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass. Mr. Macatrillo might be back in the newsroom. He ran out to do something important today, so I'm hoping he's back by now. But we're enjoying an open phones day. We're talking about the impeachment. U.S. Congressman Fred Keller sent us a statement overnight saying it's a charade, so we're asking about that. But we've had some other people say that they appreciate the investigation that's underway, the full inquiry, find out if this Ukrainian influence peddling is influence seeking is an impeachable offense. So what's your view on this? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as one individual has done, and you can text us at 70236. That's for Text Connect members. Just reply to a previous message and we'll put your text message on the air. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. You can find out if my new Ford Ranger is down there. Mine is the Raptor Ranger with the 6-foot bed and the sunroof and the electric rear window and 4-wheel drive and 2 rows of seats.
Sounds like a rap song, the Raptor Ranger with a 6-foot bed.
Keep going.
No, that's all right. That's all I know.
Okay. The Raptor rap song is there, and you can sing it, and I will be singing a rapturous tune when I finally buy that. So I'll let you know when we're cruising around at that. We do have some brief news headlines. There was confirmation in Luzerne County yesterday. The body of a 22-year-old Mifflinburg man was found in Wapwallop and Creek. The man died jumping into a popular, but what state police term a dangerous swimming hole over the weekend. Media reports say the body of Brendan Snyder was recovered by dive teams Tuesday. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi okayed a congressional impeachment inquiry Tuesday. In case you hadn't heard, U.S. Congressman Fred Keller released a statement afterwards saying the inquiry is another example of Democrats continuing to delegitimize our duly elected president. He called the effort a charade. Meantime, fellow U.S. Congressman Dan Muser shared similar remarks, saying Democrats are now focused on trying to unlawfully remove Trump from office. He called the move a farce and a constitutional embarrassment for our country. On Twitter, Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey says the Trump administration does need to hand over the full whistleblower complaint. He says anything less is unacceptable. You can read all of the lawmakers' remarks at WKOK.com. The debate over whether guns, whether or not guns should be in greater regulation is being revived in the state legislature, although Democrats say the process ignores their top priorities and could end up loosening gun laws. How about that? Only in Pennsylvania. Tuesday marked the start of the two-day Senate committee hearings on gun violence and a slate of House committee votes on gun-related legislation. The action follows a burst of gun violence in Philadelphia and the wounding of six city police officers in a standoff. Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled legislature is historically protective of gun rights. The House committee unanimously advanced legislation to move swiftly to take guns from anyone who was involuntarily committed on a mental health treatment, and they approved that. Another bill advanced that would make it harder and more expensive for municipalities to defend their firearms laws against lawsuits, although it's likely to draw Governor Wolf's veto. And a red flag law that was proposed was put off by lawmakers who say it will not be considered in Pennsylvania. So Stan and some other gun nuts around here, don't worry, the red flag law being bottled up in committee. That's one of the beauties.
You're calling Stan a gun nut? You said Stan and the other gun nuts around here.
It wasn't specifically, but he is. I mean, let's be frank about it. And it's a good thing. It's a real attribute, in my view. As a gun nut myself, I consider him a brother.
Okay, so you're painting yourself with the same brush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fine.
And so anyway, the red flag law is being put off, so we're not going to see that anytime soon. And finally, alarmed by violence depicted in a trailer for the upcoming movie Joker, some relatives of victims of the 2012 Aurora movie theater shooting asked the distributor Warner Brothers Tuesday to commit to gun control causes. Sandy Phillips' daughter Jessica Jawney was one of 12 people killed in the suburban Denver theater during a midnight showing of the Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, also distributed by Warner Brothers. Phillips says she and four other people who lost loved ones in Aurora sent a letter to Warner Tuesday asking the studio to lobby Congress for gun control, support survivor programs, and end any contributions to politicians backed by the NRA. Quote, when we learned that Warner Brothers was releasing a movie called Joker that presents the character as a protagonist with a sympathetic origin story, it gave us pause, the letter reads. Quote, we want to be clear that we support your right to free speech and free expression, but as anyone who's ever seen a comic book movie can tell you, with great power comes great responsibility. Warner, that's a strange sentence.
I don't think you need to have...
As anyone who's ever seen a comic book movie can tell you, with great power comes great... Well, I guess that is the premise
I've seen
some
a comic
stories.
Book movie, and I would agree with that statement, but I don't think it's related to the fact that I've seen a comic book movie.
All right, I agree. Anyway, Warner issued a statement later in the day yesterday saying that it has always supports the victims of gun violence and called on policymakers to enact bipartisan legislation to address what it called an epidemic. Philip says she was compelled to act after seeing a trailer for Joker, the name of the Batman villain portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix in the film being released October 4th. Quote, my jaw dropped. I went, oh, my God. And it was just the trailer. I was immediately triggered, she said.
The Joker is Cesar Romero.
But that's the original, okay, from the Batman
from
TV
the Batman
show.
From the Batman TV show. Right. He's the way it should be played.
So if it isn't the original one, was it in the 1950s or something?
No, 60s. 60s, my friend.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, we have open phones. We can talk about triggering the Joker, triggering potential gun violence with the movie that's coming out.
Well, one of our
talk
apparently
about the impeachment.
A caller who didn't want to be identified as Fred says, "Who determines whether or not what Trump says is a lie?"
Oh, yeah, they must have somehow come up with an evaluative way to determine if what he said was true or not. I don't know what that process was. I didn't read the article. As one of our callers quickly pointed out, the nice round number that was put out afterward is the real talking point, the fact that somebody added up all of his lies and came up with 12,000 or whatever the number was. I mean, it might not have been that high, but it was a big number. But in any event, it doesn't matter. Most of the country wants him to be president, and he's undergoing just an inquiry that could lead to impeachment. But it would always die in the Senate anyway.
Well, there you hit upon what most of the talking heads I saw on the conservative side this morning are saying, that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, will never let this come to a vote. That now she is still, unless, of course, some real smoking gun emerges. But supposedly what she really wants to do is just bow to the pressure she's getting from her freshman congressman, since they're now willing to proceed with impeachment.
So that's a win for her.
Well, if she can keep it under control, it's a win for her. But if it develops a life of its own, it may run her over. It may well run her over. She's not necessarily leading the charge in this instance. It's one of those instances where you say, they're my followers. I must get out in front of them because they're leading me at the moment. And that's exactly what's happening. Nancy Pelosi, I think, has lost to some extent control of her caucus. And she's now, instead of being actionary, she's being reactionary. And I think she does better when she's taking the lead as opposed to letting someone else call the tune.
Well, I appreciated her approach before yesterday, where she said, well, let's just see where some of these different inquiries, investigations go. They weren't inquiries, impeachment inquiries. And she also said, well, I recognize that my caucus is interested in this, and I'm somewhat interested in it, but we don't have the goods yet. You know, there's no there yet. So she always waited until now the Ukraine seems to have triggered her.
It was all the Democrats were saying after the Mueller report, which really didn't prove anything. Oh, let's impeach him. We need to impeach him. Now this comes up. Let's impeach him. We need to impeach him. He stole the election. We need to impeach him. Let's impeach him. I mean, it's been the drumbeat on the Democratic side since the election in 2016.
Upper right hand first.
All right. The official White House word last night was that a redacted transcript of one of the several phone calls at issue will be released. If you recall what the redacted documents looked like that we were released by the government on other problems during the past year, you'll not be surprised when the transcript is mostly blocked out.
Mm-hmm.
The president said he was going to release the full transcript. That implies no redactions.
Well, but he keeps describing one call, but if you listen to what Nancy Pelosi was saying, she was talking about calls, plural.
Well, what about the whistleblower? What was he talking about? Call or calls?
I believe that individual, if it's a he or a she, must have been talking about other calls, because if the president releases the full transcript of a call that's clean...
But they said he had no firsthand knowledge of what was discussed.
Okay,
everybody
so he's
conceded
about it later.
They had no firsthand knowledge of what was discussed, which means he wasn't on the line.
Well, and if you think about it, a whistleblower is a subtle thing where you can be a whistleblower and just say, okay, I heard about this. I heard it third hand. I was at a bar over the weekend and somebody said this. Just to be a whistleblower doesn't necessarily mean anything, because once you report whatever you found out, it's investigated. It might be found to be, you know, unfounded or unprovable or whatever. So that's the end of it. So just being a whistleblower is not the end of the world. So if the whistleblower comes forward and you see this report, just because you see the report doesn't mean it's true.
Well, what kind of a protection should we give a whistleblower? Let's say that the person, and I know we have whistleblower laws that protect them from coming forward from retribution, and that's good and that's proper. But what if it turns out they're lying? What if they're not telling the truth?
I think that's what I just said, only it took me a lot longer.
But seriously, I mean, what penalty? I'm asking, well, I understand
what
you're saying.
Actually, I was saying if they're misinformed, you're saying if they're lying.
Right. If they're outright lying in a partisan way, what should befall them? Anything? Or should they be protected because they came forward and said something?
With a false statement that
right.
caused all this stir. All right, emails stacking up.
You're not answering my question.
Oh,
what punishment should befall them?
Depends. It depends on what their motivation was. Did they do so to
You've hit upon it. Their motivation.
If you can figure what that true motivation is, well, of course their motivation was good government. I can tell you right now.
What if it was partisan politics?
Oh, come on, Joe. It's good government. Come on,
right.
Don't be silly.
Okay. Well, I'm
it's
sure
Washington, D.C.
Some whistleblowers, I'm sure it is good government, you know, and they deserve to be protected. Some others, it's partisan. You know, I wouldn't. If James Comey suddenly became a whistleblower, I would not believe a word the man said. Anyway,
he was one of the greatest FBI directors ever, but anyway.
Yeah, since J. Edgar Hoover. The only difference is he didn't wear a dress. All right.
When did J. Edgar Hoover wear a dress?
Supposedly at home.
At home,
yes.
At home. Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Those are the stories.
If that's the
that
worst dirt you can come up with, them, that's you're going to have to do better.
Oh, there's better dirt on that than that on J. Edgar Hoover. Facts prove that our president lies on a daily basis. Checkable, provable facts, not alternative facts, as Kellyanne would call them. So what did he lie? Yesterday he said, today is Monday, and he lied right there, right?
Well, that is true. Okay. That statement was true, but he says, today is Monday, and yesterday was Tuesday. All right, yesterday I was golfing, and I scored a 70. Now, which of those is false? That's what the Post did, was they went through the statements and said, well, some of these are verifiably false.
As a reform golfer, I know very few golfers who don't lie or at least stretch the truth about their scores.
Like, they're like fishermen. Yeah, I caught a 2-foot trout.
I mean, I had to lie. I was so bad at it, nobody would have believed how bad I was. One of our other writers says, we know what's going to happen when we find out what was said in the conversation. The accuser will say, well, I don't think that was the whole statement. You can see it coming.
Right, exactly. It's not going to be sufficient. When we see the transcription, it won't be enough. Well, we'll have to take another quick break, but we'll take more callers. Feel free to give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to call that toll-free line. Or if you would like, you could text us at 70236. Or you can email us, as a number of individuals have done today. We've read them all on the radio. Send us another one, though. On the mark at WKOK.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, believe it or don't, on the one of the most pivotal days in U.S. history, we have no calls. Kind of surprised. Should the president be impeached? It's a simple question. Call us now with your answer. Just say yes or no if you don't want to be on the radio forever.
You know the process. The process is the House will conduct this investigation. Assuming they find some facts relevant to the decision to impeach, there would theoretically be a committee vote to recommend to the full House that the president be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
It would then go to the full House where it would be debated, and they would have a vote as to whether or not to impeach the president. If they do impeach him, it would go to the Senate to conduct the trial. And I believe the Chief Justice serves as the judge.
Right, absolutely.
You've talked
about that before.
Right. So the charges have to be high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, it doesn't say or misdemeanors. It says and misdemeanors. So the implication is that to be impeached, a president has to commit both a high crime and a misdemeanor.
Oh, if you look at it.
So what if he just commits a misdemeanor?
Or just a high crime. Well, and the other question is, and I do not like this president, but I don't mind asking out loud, is influence peddling encouraging Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden more aggressively while you withhold military aid and encourage all of your henchmen in the White House to stand down on anything that would help Ukraine? Is that a high crime? I think that's just codifying what everybody else does all the time.
Well, and ask yourself this question. Suppose it wasn't Hunter Biden. Suppose it was Henry Glotz. and the president had reason to believe that somebody named Henry Glotz was committing,
the president probably wouldn't have gotten involved in if it weren't Hunter
Biden.
Well,
I mean, but he's talking about supposedly everybody in the Ukraine was crooked in one way or another. If you believe the Democrats and the people on the left, what they're saying is that everybody and his brother wanted to get rid of this prosecutor in the Ukraine because he wasn't being tough enough. And Joe Biden even bragged about the fact that he got the guy canned.
Mm-hmm.
So is that wrong? You know, if you believe somebody is involved in corruption, is it wrong to point it out? That's exactly supposedly what this whistleblower is doing. He thinks the president did something corrupt, he's blowing the whistle.
He's stepping forward.
If the president believes Hunter Biden and Joe Biden did something corrupt, is he wrong to blow the whistle?
And
or to investigate it?
And the other thing, sort of the overhead view of all of this, is let's suppose the president is impeached. It certainly won't pass in the Senate unless there's some massive revelation that we have not even a slight flavor of yet comes out. It wouldn't pass in the Senate. There is not agreement that it would hurt the president next year.
Well, it may well help him in some regards.
Right, because he's a victim.
Right.
Of a witch hunt. I mean, then it's verifiable he's the victim of a witch hunt. I mean, he can say that. You and I would know all of the facts accurately as they've been presented over the years. But he would say, look, now it's verifiable. It's so obvious that you can come up with an impeachment in the House, but the Senate won't even consider it. So obviously, it's neither a high crime nor a misdemeanor.
At this point, I don't think it would get every Democratic vote in the Senate.
Well, yeah, they're going to need more. Yeah, that's why it's just an inquiry at this point. We need to know what the whistleblower has to say. We'll look at this silly telephone conversation transcribed with the proviso that it's one of several conversations, not the only one. We'll look at what the Post is reporting today, that everybody in the administration was told to lean on the Ukraine.
But did every conversation that the president had with the president of the Ukraine deal with this topic?
Well, no, I hope they talked about something.
I would hope so.
At some point. Rather, they'd be brief conversations. All right, well, we have an open line or two. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line. Call us now. Is this an appropriate impeachment? If so, would it hurt the president to be impeached in the House? It'll go nowhere in the Senate. Or are there subtleties that are going to keep coming out that will really hurt the president this year and next year? Call us right now. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, 1-800-795-WKOK. Dale's about to bring up a topic that several people commented on our Facebook page yesterday, that this is going to waste an enormous amount of money.
Yeah, I just say, you know, we're borrowing off our grandchildren and our children while they're going to be swallowed in debt for college, and they're not going to get any good paying jobs. I'd say, here's the deal. I mean, Trey Gowdy even called it like it is. He said, you know, the power of these big firms and the media is working for them. And he said it needs to be some kind of, I think he said House of Means, is it? Mm-hmm. That needs to put a cap on it, I think he said. And he said, you know, if they have unlimited amount of spending and they don't need to create no revenue and just take it out of the taxpayer's piggy bank, I think our government failed us. I think our government totally failed us, failed our children and everything. It's a shame. You know, I don't really care about politics. I mean, person who lives a, you know, working life and pay taxes. I mean, but I don't think we should be spending other people's money, especially our kids and our children. I mean, does Joe agree with me what Trey Gowdy said? You know, there needs to be some kind of cap and, you know, limit to this? Or do you think it's just a free-for-all and just keep taking money out of the banks? I mean, it basically Trey Gowdy even threw right at the super firm. I mean, does it need to stop?
Well, let me answer your question this way. If, in fact, there is an honest feeling and a bipartisan honest feeling that the president may have overstepped his legal authority as president of the United States, and that he may have in fact committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and the investigation into that is an honest one, then yes, I think the money is well spent and properly spent. But if this is
so
just
this is
more of the same,
one, if so this these is firms are getting super rich, okay, to stir things up and throw monkey wrenches and just create an investigation. To get
well, you didn't let me finish what I was
going
to say.
That's what Gowdy basically saying.
If it's more of the same partisan political crap that's been going on in Washington for the last 2 years, then it's not worth it.
So you think these super firms are doing a good job? You think that
I'm not talking about super firms. I'm talking about the Congress of the United States. I'm talking about the elected representatives of the people. I'm not talking about any corporation.
Yeah, and they're funneling money to the firms that they represent them, Joe. Don't you understand that, Joe?
No, I guess I don't.
That's what Gowdy's trying to say.
No, I don't believe that.
He's even an attorney. He even won the big shots, okay? And he even said it point blank. I mean, he's so honest. I don't think anyone in our government is basically honest in Trey Gowdy. When he came out and threw fire like that, I mean,
Trey Gowdy, this is the former congressman?
No, he is a congressman.
Oh, he's still a congressman. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
or is he a former? I don't know.
He just threw fire on the whole thing. He just threw water on the whole thing. They're just embezzling money out of the taxpayers.
Trey Gowdy, is he still a congressman?
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You're right. I think he's gone.
All right, thank you.
How come there ain't anybody more honest than he is?
I don't know. Maybe he should run for president. Yeah, why aren't there any Republicans gaining momentum?
He's funneling money out of the taxpayers. They're embezzling money out of the taxpayers with these bogus things.
All right.
I don't know.
We got you, Dale. Thank you so much for calling in.
I've been hearing voice work in a while.
Bye. Thank you, sir. 1-800-795-9565. Demos, we hear from you time to time. Glad to hear you're back on the radio. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say about the President Trump, this is the only president that keep his promise to make the America great. He's working hard. Most people, they working now from before. If you remember... After the Gettysburg, the President Abraham Lincoln visited the wounded soldiers, shake the heads of the South, and they say to him, I'm from South. He say, no matter, we are all Americans now. That's why our nation became the great nation in the world, and not try to destroy with another civil war. Remember the past, the Athenians and the Spartans. They fight together and they destroy the Greece, and the Romans became and take it over. Now, I don't know, maybe Chinese, maybe the Russians, if the Nancy Pelosi started not working with the president. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for checking in. Glad to hear from you.
He went from the Civil War to ancient Greece.
And then back to present day.
Right.
So appreciate that.
Quite a history lesson there, but he's right. He has his facts straight.
Right, as always. Thank you so much. We'll take more callers, more comers. If we do not wish to speak impeachment, we'll move on. Joe and I have some other topics that we could touch on, one of which is the red flag law being buried in committee in Harrisburg.
Oh, and the other one is, you remember the other day when one of our writers said about a Republican who was involved in a sex scandal, how all Republicans are...
Well, right. Republicans are perverts.
Terrible perverts. Well, there's a Democrat who's being charged with the same thing, and he's being ostracized by his own party in Harrisburg. Other than Bill Clinton.
All right.
Oh, this must be a terrible shock to our writer.
Let's talk about that. We're going to wrap up impeachment, and we'll talk about Dalen Leach.
Unless you want to open it up
Dalen
again.
Dalen Leach? What's their pronunciation?
Dylan.
Dylan, okay. Dylan Leach?
Dalen. I guess it is Dalen Leach.
We're going to talk about him and President Trump when we come back, but join the conversation. Join the convo, as they say. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com. I am Mark Lawrence, bad program director for WKOK, subpar news anchor, and superlative at something, I'm sure. Mr. Rob Center, superlative in everything he touches. We appreciate that. He is our producer, and his honor is here. Joe McGranahan, his favorite name, though, is Papa, as spoken by his grandchildren. And we invite you to join this discussion. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com. You can text us at 70236. And we are talking about President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and all the developments in the impeachment. Is influence peddling in the White House a impeachable offense?
Oh, wait. Influence peddling?
Well, this idea of the influence, using your influence to restore or supplement aid to Ukraine in exchange for them more aggressively investigating Hunter Biden. Influencing peddling. I don't know. Maybe that's not precisely the right summary, but I think folks know what we're talking about.
You know, the other thing that was interesting, somebody brought up this morning, we have a call, I don't want to hold him up, but they pointed out how many friends the president has made for the United States overseas. They talked about all the countries that, you know, are working closely with us.
North Korea and Russia?
Well, the South American countries, France. He's got a good relationship with Macron. He's got a good relationship with Boris Johnson. You know, he's got a good relationship with Angela Merkel.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like the president is some international pariah.
Okay. Well, his best friends, though, are Vladimir Putin and
Kim Jong-un. He and Vladimir, they send each other birthday cards, Christmas cards. I mean, they're just real close buddies.
That's true. Oh, you knew that. Okay.
No, they're not.
They do. Bill, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. This getting with Trump holding up money, right? He's done it before where countries weren't paying their fees for NATO. He held up aid, so they started paying in their fair share. Now, the previous Ukraine president, there was nothing corrupt as far as the Ukraine president. He was forced to fire a close friend of his because Biden's son was getting investigated. We got to keep that in mind. Now, the new Ukraine president was a comedian that ran and won. Got to remember that. So Trump goes and says, "Hey, I'm holding up aid because I think your country is corrupt. We got to assure that, you know, you guys look into this. What's wrong that with Hunter Biden's son gets $50,000 or $150,000 to sit on a board for like a 4 or 5 year term, which turned into like $3 million, and he threatened publicly on TV to get, you know, to hold up $1 billion of the taxpayers' money. So Trump inquires about it, but he's wrong for inquiring about it. See, the whole picture, the people that listen and it falls back into the Democrats. The systematic racism died out. They ran that, right? So now they got a, this is the new headline for your reality TV. We're going to run this for about a week or two. And they were dead set that they assumed that Trump said something on the phones. Pelosi first came out and said, "Hey, this is what Trump did. He you know, he's wrong." Then when Trump said, "I'll release the tapes," now she goes, "Oh, we're just going to do an inquiry. We're going to do an inquiry." So, you know, it's just about hitting the headlines, running down for about a week on the news, and then we'll find something else.
Well, let's face it.
We're wasting taxpayers' money. Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. Hunter Biden was discharged from the military for his use of controlled substances. So is it unreasonable to say when you find out he's gotten a job with an international company where he has no international business experience, paying him $50,000 a month, doesn't that raise a red flag with you? It does with me.
It's wrong. The Democratic Party was wrong there. I mean, they're wrong. That's corrupt. Hillary proved it. Why did Vladimir Putin say, "You asked me all this stuff about Hillary, but you never, the uranium one, you never asked me why Hillary funneled $450 million through Russian banks. How come you don't ask me that inquiry?" He said it right out. That's not covered.
Yeah.
And the money that Biden got paid went to two countries before it went into his account, Hunter Biden. So when you get paid, you get direct deposit or you get a hard copy. Hunter Biden got his $50,000. It went to one country, it went to another country, then it went into his account. So that even doubles the proof that it was illegal and it was corrupt.
Well, you're allowed to keep money overseas. That much is permissible.
No, but when you get paid, does your money go to one bank, and then it transfers to another bank, and then it comes into you? your account. does that happen?
There's very little offshore involvement in my paycheck.
He takes it out before it gets to the first bank.
Yeah, it never even gets to the first one. But I understand what you're saying. But what Hunter did isn't illegal. It's what everybody does in Washington and Harrisburg. You have some knowledge. You have some experience.
What do you mean it's illegal?
It's not illegal. It is not illegal what Hunter did. He's using his influence and his connections to make a good living. It is what people do after they leave the White House or Washington or any place. It is what the presidents have done. They make money by using their name and their connections and their influence after office. It's what cabinet secretaries do.
Not Harry Truman.
He was in office. Biden was in office.
No, I'm not saying that. Go ahead.
And Hunter Biden is a citizen. He has nothing. He flew over on Air Force Two. He's just a relative. He's not. And his vice president father hooked him up.
So he's even more innocent because he never was connected to Washington.
He's just saying his father hooked him up, got him this job.
Well, that may be so. That may be true, but that's not illegal.
And here's another thing. There was three other people involved in that. It was Biden. It was Kerry. It was Kerry's kid or relative, and Whitey Bulger's nephew.
All right, well, let's stipulate that Hunter Biden's dirty. He's as dirty as the day is long. He's corrupt. His father's corrupt. He shouldn't be president. Let's just stipulate all of that. That has nothing to do with whether President Trump is done an impeachable offense or not. You know, if Hunter should be in jail, let's put him in jail, and we'll do the opposite. We'll let him be jailed until he can prove he's innocent instead of the other way around. But that, it doesn't defend or doesn't say anything about President Trump. President Trump has his own
President
form of
Trump,
corruption.
He's for Americans, and the Americans know that.
Well, he may
he
be for Americans.
Apple. He just got Apple with these new phones that were going to go over to China. He just got them to build all that stuff in Arizona. It's going to millions and millions and millions of dollars are staying in this country, and you don't hear none of that on TV.
Then why do I already know it?
Would have went to China. China's hurt, and Trump's hurt them. And that's what the way it should be.
If I know that what you're saying is true, then how do I know if the media ignored it? I already know about this Apple thing. We did have it in the news locally, and President Trump was said to be pivotal in making sure that Apple stayed in the U.S. I know that. So if I know that, and I pay attention primarily to mainstream media, it must have been reported. So it wasn't covered up, as you alleged. All right, well, I got to take a quickie break.
I didn't say it was covered up. I said this is what Trump's doing for the country.
Gotcha. Well, it was reported.
Even though you hate Trump, I know you dislike the
hates,
guy.
Hate's a little strong. He's
the
worst
intensely dislike.
He's certainly the worst president of my time. All right, thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Super call. Thank you very much for checking in. Harry, you are next up. Thank you for calling in. You are on the mark. Uh-oh.
Well,
wasting time.
Good morning.
I see the subject.
I can't believe, Mark, that in your... I know we're roughly the same age. I think I'm a little bit older, but in my lifetime, I can't imagine the bar was set so low that I can't imagine anybody being the worst president than Jimmy Carter, a wonderful human being.
Oh, Jimmy Carter was a great president in every way.
Brother.
He was a great president. He was just over-scrutinized.
I find all the talk with the impeachment stuff, I find it somewhat amusing, to be honest, because when you talk about influence peddling, I don't think there is anybody in Washington that isn't practicing influence peddling. Presidents on down for years and years and years. And my problem with wasting the time on this now is that it's more about not sharing the same ideology, in my belief, than actual crimes against the union, because of the fact that, you know, if you go back, you had Obama was giving... under the Obama administration, they were giving up weapons to Mexican drug lords and gangs. You had Solyndra, which was a company just wasting government money.
Well, let me stop you. So President Obama's administration was more corrupt than President Trump's. Can we stipulate that? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is if you're going to pick and choose just because of ideology or because you have numbers, that makes it an even more impeachable offense for the members of Congress than it does for the president. You're basically peddling influence because you have numbers in the House or the Senate. And that's, you know, let's call it what it is. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And that's what this is.
So it's just political. Well, and Nancy Pelosi really does this at her own risk. You know, you and I can sit here and say, okay, well, she's just doing that. It's just politics. It's just, you know, they're using what is a very serious investigation and procedure to just play politics. It could backfire on her and help the president.
I guess it could, but you know, she's, you know, all these people in Congress, short of dying, they can't lose their office. You know, very rarely do they lose their office. I don't think she has any risk. She's playing to her constituency, which will vote her in no matter what.
She doesn't, but the 17 freshman congressmen who won in districts where Donald Trump was a big winner in the 2016 election, they're vulnerable if they make a mistake on this.
They've already made the mistake if they've signed on to agree to hear it anyhow, and most of them have. I mean, you know, most of those people, when you look at them, you wonder, you know, like that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you wonder how she ties her own shoes in the morning, you know? I mean, that's so...
She's,
you know,
the smartest woman in Congress right now.
I hear she wears loafers.
Oh, brother. All right. Thank you, Harry.
I appreciate your comments, as always, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And you are definitely older than me. Much, 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 much older. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dalen Leach, I believe, is the correct pronunciation. What's he up to?
I thought it was interesting. Senate Democrats on Monday in Harrisburg took another step to limit Senator Dalen Leach's role in the chamber by removing him from the Senate Appropriations Committee and barring him from internal caucus discussion. Leach, who has been the subject of sexual misconduct allegations. Oh, and he's a Democrat. I thought it was only the Republicans, according to our writer, who were these perverts.
Well, he's not convicted.
He has strenuously denied. Previously was forced out as the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Attempts to get a comment from Leach on Monday about his caucus's punitive actions toward him were unsuccessful. During the Senate's afternoon session, Leach sat at his desk in the chamber with his laptop resting on his legs, being ignored by his fellow senators. Senate Democratic leader Jay Costa of Allegheny County last week renewed his call for Leach to resign following the release of the report from the Harrisburg-based law firm Eckert Siemens into allegations against the three-term senator. Although the law firm found no evidence of sexual harassment or hostile workplace and didn't draw any conclusions about a decades-old sexual misconduct allegation, it noted that the three-term senator's humor was unquestionably sexual in nature. Costa issued a statement with a report released saying, "In the aggregate, the behavior outlined here rises to a level that should not be tolerated by anyone. I continue to feel that this conduct is unacceptable and irresponsible." Costa, who declined comment on Monday about the decision to remove Leach from the committee and to block him from caucus deliberations, last week renewed his call for Leach to resign. Governor Tom Wolf also has called on Leach to resign.
But there he is. No committees. So what does he do? Run licenses back and forth?
Well, he sits there in the House or in the Senate with his computer on his lap and being ignored by his fellow senators.
And one of our listeners, a fine local resident, says he was seen doing Candy Crush on his laptop.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, he might as well. He's been thrown out everything else.
I guess somebody could see from behind specifically what
but
he was doing.
But apparently, like Governor Northam in Virginia, he ain't going anywhere.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, thank you so much for calling in. We need somebody to tell us that it doesn't matter what the president does. He's innocent as new fallen snow. And you're our designee today.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, we'll soon find out if this is just another witch hunt or whether they have anything plausible to prosecute. But here's a point that I want to bring out. The last 2 days, Monday, our president spoke at the UN he brought out the fact that religious persecution all over the world is killing 11 Christians every day, if you average it out. And 80% of all the other countries do not have religious freedom as we do. And, of course, Israel does, and some other countries still have religious freedom. But that's, you know, I listen to CNN and MSNBC, and they never brought out that fact when I listen about Trump's speech, the first president to talk about religious persecution in the whole world to the UN. And yesterday, President Trump spoke at the UN again on sovereign nations, like each leader of his nation should be out working for his people, as President Trump is working for us, getting us our robust economy, making us stronger. But he brought that to the UN, that each sovereign nation, each leader should be working for their people, which again, the media was so ramped up hoping and seething at the bit that they could get Trump out of office again.
That's chomping.
Stand down, Joe. You don't have to correct it. He doesn't work for you.
In spite of all the negativity, and I don't know why the partisan politicians and people that call in here can never bring out one good thing our president is doing, but I guess that's the way it is in partisan politics. So we'll see. And I personally, I think it's going to be another witch hunt, but we'll see after today what happens, whether they have anything or not. So we'll wait it out.
You bring up a good point, Dan. I mean, if you believe someone is the devil incarnate, then you can't ever ascribe to them anything good or noble. They can never do anything good because that ruins your whole scenario. So even though President Trump, in my estimation, has done many good things, his personal conduct and character do leave a lot to be desired. But I think if you focus just on that, you can never admit that he's done good stuff.
That's right, Joe. And when I wore my hat for re-elect Trump 2020, people bring out the very thing you're saying. I had a gentleman come up and he said, you know, I voted for Trump, but I don't like the things he says on Twitter. But he said, there's no Democrat right now, he said, I could vote for. He told me he voted for Trump, but he would vote for someone else if there was anybody worthy running. And he said so far there's no one out there he could vote for, so he'd be voting for Trump again unless someone came out that was more worthy than has appeared so far. So good talking with
you. Right, thanks,
guys.
Dan. Appreciate your call as always.
Yep,
thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. I get to take a day off tomorrow, so I won't be here, but Chris Cilio and Joe McGranahan will talk about the impeachment and other topics tomorrow.
Big day.
Thank you so much for coming in, Joe.
We'll see you tomorrow. Friday. Monday.
Probably here tomorrow as well. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Time for the Dan Patrick Show.